Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You have tuned in to the Power of Prayer with Prophetess Patricia Williams. We will be discussing the principles of prayer and how your prayer can invade heaven. Now sit back, relax, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to your spirit.
Good evening, and welcome to another segment of the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I am so delighted that you chose to tune in on tonight, and I welcome you, and I also welcome Apostle Lajay. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you for asking. Apostle Thomas, how are you doing today?
Blessed. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Today we'll be talking about spiritual depression part two. We had an overwhelming response from last week, and I believe Apostle Lajay, you was tuned in, and the inboxes just kept coming in, and people were saying that's what they were dealing with, and they had a lot of questions and things. So the Spirit of the Lord told me to do a part two because there's so much He wants to reveal. And I thank God that we hit the spot this time again to help people. I want to start off by saying the different things we had talked about on last week, how we get involved in spiritual depression and how that it would take us to a place to where we don't want to serve God and where that we don't even want to believe the things of God because we don't see the promises of God come to pass the way it should be. And also we had discussed on how we can be at the will. And then this could also be one of the things that make us have spiritual depression. So I just want to go back just a little bit deeper in to the point to where a person be in spiritual depression so much to like we know when they are depressed in the natural realm.
Right.
They would take medication. They would see a psychologist to get help. But then on the spiritual aspect of it all, I know for a fact because I dealt with it. That's why I could tell somebody else about it. You come to a point to where you don't want to wake up in the morning because you are facing the same thing what you went to bed on the night before. And
right.
How would you talk to that person? Because we have people like that now. They just really hate to get up in the morning because they are facing the same problems. And even though, you know, they can hear the prophecy come forth,
mm-hmm.
Things will get better, hold on, but they don't see any relief. And it comes to a point to where you have to seriously take medication to get yourself wind down to go to bed at night. So what would you tell those people like that? Apostle Thomas?
In that situation, I went through that after a terrible incident that happened in my life about 15 years ago to that point. On that note, woman of God, with all that we have, with all the people that are saying that they're anointed and everything, many times you can't get people to really enter into that battle with people, because a lot of times they're facing things themselves and they don't want to deal with it. But in order to be effective with someone that is going through spiritual depression, you have to kind of get to a root cause as to why. Besides more than I don't see things coming to pass, because sometimes there has been a pattern built in their life even before they have gotten saved, where they have went through some different things. Sometimes you have to find out if there's even another cause as to why they're not, you know, they're not seeing the results of what they're wanting to see. And that you have to really get to a place of encouragement. And it's going to take an effort, being able to pray with them or being able to identify with it. Most preachers won't take that time because they don't want to identify with depression, because to them depression means a failure, or depression means that you're weak. And it's not that, it's just that the person has had a constant battle. One thing I found out when I've dealt with a lot of them that have went through that is that they have had failures and different things before they got saved. And when they got saved, they didn't see no difference. And so because they have heard that, you know, God is able and he's able to do anything but fail, and, you know, there's nothing too hard for him. We heard all that. You know, sometimes, and I know this is something that a lot of people might not agree with, sometimes the person might not need your words. They might just need your presence. So that they can be able to pour out or to feel that there's somebody in the corner that believes in them. If you lose your hope in God, which is what happens a lot of times if a person is not caught at the beginning of that, or they're not strong enough themselves to try to, you know, bring themselves back up out of that. If it's not caught in time, it's like you said, it leads to a whole lot of other different things, suicide, not being able to function in not only in the church or in life or with God, just in life, period. Being there just for that person, you know, being available if they need someone to talk to at 2 o'clock in the morning or something. If you tell these people that okay, I'm going to be there. And it's a cop out a lot of times as preachers, and I can say sometimes I've been guilty, and then God dealt with me a lot of just telling them that I'm going to pray for you, because you don't really know what to say to somebody sometimes at that moment to get them out of that, especially if you're going through something yourself. And you try to figure out them, and then you try to do that. And so we have to, as leaders, get beyond our own personal problems and begin to reach out to those that are having more problems than us. A lot of things we go through, we could just get past. But in order for them, sometimes it's just being there, being available. Don't make me feel like I'm a nuisance, or don't make it feel like, you know, that I'm a bother to you. Because I'm going through. I don't care how many times they got to talk about the situation. Don't get bored with it, because you could save a life at that time. Suicide is one of the biggest problems we're having now in the body of Christ. And people are looking at it and say, how can you say you're serving God and want to kill yourself? Well, when you get to a place of hopelessness, because you ain't seeing nothing, it's easy for your mind and the enemy to come in and afflict your mind. And that's where you meet people that many times just there. I don't have to necessarily quote 50 scriptures to you. Sometimes just your presence is enough to help me to get gain strength, because then I feel like, hey, someone cares about me because they're just there. And so that, a lot of times that's what you need to do, just be there. And sometimes you can quote, it's not going to do no good to quote 1,000 scriptures if they mad and upset with God right now. You got to try to get them past that and show them love and everything and get them past that so that they can be able to get their hearts open again so they'd be able to receive, you know, the word, because, you know, it's the word that's going to heal them, the word that's going to deliver them. But it ain't going to do you no good to do all that and they have an attitude with God. So you got to just be there and show them through your actions that there's that, you know, that you're worthy. You're worthy of something. You're worthy. You have some worth in this life. You have some value to add to the earth. Mm-hmm. And when you get them like that and they start doing it like that, that'll start breaking that down where you can start then beginning to minister to them. But if you can't gain that trust or get them to even think that they're worth, you know, going on in life, you're still not going to get nowhere. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many scriptures you quote to them.
And you said something very important. You said a call. Is it possible that someone can get spiritually depressed if they are working in the wrong call and they were called?
Yes.
Apostle Lizette, you want to expound on that?
Woman of God, answering that question you just asked about can a person get spiritually depressed working in the wrong call, I'm going to say to that absolutely. And the reason why is because when you're not in the right place, what ends up happening is you open up yourself to a lot of heavy warfare that doesn't involve, that involves specifically that position that you're in when really you shouldn't be in it. A lot of times you'll see especially a lot of preachers, they are susceptible to spiritual depression. And they go through this because they are out of position. Problem with that is a lot of them are getting put in these positions by people, or they told them that, I think this is what you should be, so this is how you should be. But nobody gave them the disclaimer what you have with getting in the wrong position. So a lot of times what's happening, you know, especially to inside of the body of Christ, is God's people are out of position and they're misdiagnosing spiritual depression with something else, with people either being jealous of them or they don't love me, they're trying to shut me down, whatever the case may be. But actually, it's you yourself who put yourself through that specific warfare, all because you didn't have enough of pride to stay with you where you were for God to do the actual elevation or promotion.
Yeah, it is truly a spiritual warfare. It's something that many people are not even discussing, because they think it's just only in the unnatural realm. And just like you said, Woman of God, earlier in the conversation, is when you get saved, you don't expect things to go wrong because you have accepted God. And we know that a God, he's supposed to do this and he's supposed to do that, and that nothing will go wrong when you are with God. And that is what people believe. They don't know we have to go through trials.
Right.
We have to go through, a temptation. We got to go through things for us to be made. And my question is, do you think people accept God just because people know that is the right thing for them to do? And once they really, just get in, okay, this is not what I was really expecting. And some people, and I've seen it, Woman of God, Man of God, people will actually get so heavily depressed until they go out in the world again.
Right.
Because they don't find no comfort in God, because they will find a comfort in a crack pipe, in the bottle, whatever they was delivered from, that's where they find a comfort. So what is your intake on this, Apostle Tom?
Well, one thing that the church has done, which was a misjustice to people, and still is where they don't teach the people that they're gonna have warfare mm-hmm. and what they, you know, that they have, that there's going to be warfare. Even if you get saved, everything is not just going to be, you know, every day a happy day. But you're going to mm-hmm. have to experience something. And that has been the reason, because, you know, a lot of times when they're out in the world, we go out and we witness to them. We tell them all about the goodness, and that's what they're
yeah.
expecting. And then once they get in, then they see the reality of what they have to face now. Because now
yeah.
that, you know, they ain't no longer on the enemy side, so now he's going to attack them. And so, and the church, even today, well, the warfare part of ministry or warfare part
mm-hmm.
that comes with salvation, they're teaching the prosperity and everything. And so when they don't receive this, they get disillusioned about God, because you told me I was going to be prosperous. You told me everything's going to be all right. But you forgot to tell me that it comes with some kind of fight. It comes with some kind of, you know, trial that's attached to it, some kind of test that's attached to my salvation. And instead of them teaching that even now, they're still teaching
mm-hmm.
them, oh, you know, everything going to be all right. You're going to get blessed and this, that, the other. Yeah, that does come, but it does not come
mm-hmm.
without warfare. And that's the part that the church, even after they get saved, even if you get them in there with God is able, he's good in this, even after they get saved, they still don't teach them that they're going to have to go through things. And so when they
mm-hmm.
get saved, they get disillusioned, they get frustrated. They look at it as if we have lied to them about being, you know, on the Lord's side, and they begin to turn back, because even though I might have had problems in the world, I had something that was stimulating me during the times I was having problems. You know, like you said, people get the drugs, get the alcohol, because I'm
yeah.
You know, so I can forget about it, and but then I get over here, and I'm constantly getting bombarded because nobody told me how to pray. Nobody told me how to stand on the word of God. Nobody. All they told me was I'm going to be blessed and everything going to be all right. And
mm-hmm.
so they make it a misjustice. And I'm telling you, the church is at fault on that, because they taught the people that everything, that they wouldn't have to ever encounter anything, and that was a lie. And it caused
mm-hmm.
them, once they found out the truth, to say, okay, I, that's why you hear people sometimes say, I was doing good when I was out in the world.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They didn't have to face certain things. You know,
yeah,
you know, you knew who your enemies were. You knew all that
mm-hmm.
out in the world. You know what I'm saying? You knew who your enemies was. You knew who was going to come against you. You knew the battles
mm-hmm.
you don't have to face. You knew all that. So you weren't concerned about all that. But you get over
yeah.
here, and then it's a whole different thing. And so, woman of God, it drives them back, because they have nothing to hold on to, because we never taught them how to hold on in the midst of their battles. And then even after you've been saved a long time, if you don't
mm-hmm.
never see no relief.
Yeah.
And don't have nobody that can help them through that time until the breakthrough comes, we still
mm-hmm.
don't lose. So we're losing the people because of that. And I mean,
yeah.
I hate it. I missed it last week, but it wore on me all week long. And I can tell you the people that are going through it, and I'm telling you, it's people like you, me, or whoever that have been through it that can tell them,
mm-hmm.
okay, you come out of it. But a lot of the leaders won't be transparent. They make people think they're
yeah.
Superman, Superwoman, and they're not transparent, and the people are still disillusioned because
yeah.
there's no transparency.
And see, you said something that was very key. Like they want to come over here because they are preaching the good part of it, because they're seeking to find peace, and they
right.
are telling them to come on over because this is peace. But then once they really get into it, and they find like, okay, I'm going through exactly what I went through in the world. I should have not even came over to this side.
Right.
I feel like in this day and hour, the Lord is shifting the message of the leaders
to really tell them what the deal is now, because most leaders is not talking about houses and or cars or nothing like that. They are talking about your soul, your salvation, and what you have to really, you know, encounter now. Woman of God, man of God, I've seen it so many times, and even the older people that have been on this faith journey, they will tell you, oh, just pray about it, and then God will, you know, he will come when, you know, it's a time or then something like that. But the New Age movement, per se, is teaching them, okay, you believe you can have it right then. And so the people that are coming in, they have that mentality. He say, I can have it right then. I should get it right then. But do you believe there is a process, Apostle Leger?
Absolutely, woman of God. I believe with all my heart that everything will work out for the good. But you have to learn how to work the process. Problem is, a lot of people fail to realize when God allows things to happen to us or he allows us to be in a specific situation, it's not because he necessarily punishing you or he forgot about you, but he's doing what the Bible says so crucial. He's trying your faith. He's building your patience and your understanding. It's like medicine that tastes bad. Sometimes you take the bad medicine in order to make us heal from being sick. It's the same way, even as, you know, we relevated to spiritual depression. When we go through this particular thing, sometimes God will leave us in the wilderness, per se, with this particular thing, not to take us out, not to allow it to take us out. But sometimes God has to use us as a demonstration to the enemy to show him that, yes, we are who we say we are, and yes, we serve who we say we serve. So that's just how I look at it.
And you said something profound that God had to take us through that. And Apostle Thomas said she went through this too. And I went through it myself. And then I have to find myself when I see, you know, other people, things are coming to pass in their lives. And you, man of God, and you, woman of God, y'all spoke things into people's lives and you've seen it manifest, but then yet you waiting on what God said concerning you and it's not coming to pass, and that can push you back also. But then you have to find what you need in God to just hold on and just wait, because many times, and God had for to teach me this, you know, I just want for to see whether or not you're going to do exactly what I had told you for to do before I allow you to have what, you know, I say you can have. Because sometimes we can hold up our own blessings. Because many times, and I know enemies and everything else, and I ain't going to go speak a word to them. But then I had for to come out of myself and just go to that person and just tell them what the Lord said. And then, bam, here come my blessings. So many a times we have to see, is it us that's causing us to back away or to get into the depressed mode? I say this all the time, woman of God, man of God. We blame the devil for too much stuff, and we have authority over him. He may push us a little bit, but we have authority over him to the limit. So that's why the Lord had told me to talk about this some more, because it's some people that are really about to give up because they don't see no leeway in it. Because we tell them all the time, just hold on, wait for God, wait for God, wait for God. But in the midst of their wait, woman of God, what would you suggest they do? Because I know depression, it takes you. You're going to have to learn to come out of it. I mean, somebody can talk to you, or somebody can even be near you in the room with you. Or the bottom line is, you're going to have to want to come out of it. So what would you suggest for what woman of God?
Well, what I did, woman of God, I made myself busy in the church doing things for the Lord to keep my mind occupied. I stayed in the Word. I fasted. I prayed. But I did things when the enemy would try to come in to bring that sadness or, you know, that feeling of nothing's going to go right. I would just do things. I would do things. Something in the church to help somebody else. In other words, like, you know, I would go up and have a prayer. Prayer meeting or something to keep my mind occupied, because it's when we're alone and we're quiet and we're settled that the enemy really comes in and mess with our mind. So I started just getting up, taking myself to eat or going walking in the park, doing something. I went to the bowling alley and bowled by myself and did little things like that. Or, you know, I went and did something concerning ministry to keep my mind occupied so that I wouldn't just sit there and think on what I hadn't accomplished, what hadn't came to pass, what wasn't happening in my life. And then I had to get past all that, because then when you start getting certain ages, you start looking at what you haven't accomplished. And it can bring about even a greater depression, especially when you have had words, like I'm saying, prophecies. That God said, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to be used like this. This is going to happen. This is supposed to happen. And you're not seeing that. And so to keep myself from getting deep, or even feeling, and you'll be surprised at the people that feel overwhelmed and just be saying, God, I just want to end it all because I'm tired. That tiredness becomes weariness after a while if you don't watch yourself. And so I tell them to get yourself busy doing something for the Lord, doing something for yourself. Improve, do something that make it look like you're having some kind of improvement in your life. If it ain't nothing but learning a new word every day or something, do something that'll give you a goal that's reached. And then you'll begin to get the faith to believe for what's out of your natural reach. But you'll get the faith to believe it, because then you look and say, well, if I can accomplish this, then I know something, this can happen. Or I know that if you see yourself making little stepping stones, and then you'll see yourself doing it, doing that. The hardest thing was, I think, woman of God, I think we all been there. It's trying to encourage somebody else when you need encouragement yourself.
Yes, Lord. Because I just rather just sit back, okay, baby, I can't tell you nothing, because I'm going through the same thing you're going through. You know, and then, you know, the Lord just had me for to just be quiet and just listen. And when I listen, that person, they would brought their own self out.
Yep.
And then I also know, too, God will do something, just a little something for us to let you know, I am still with you. See, am still with you.
Right.
He will do something, just a little bit of something for you.
Sometimes a little old glimmer of hope. But it was enough to give you some hope, to let you know,
hope.
Still got me on his mind, and that's what it takes you through. And staying away from negative people.
Yeah, and that's the key, because I say it all the time, surround yourself with positive people, because I've been like that. Even before I was saved, I wanted to be around positive people, because if you're around a positive people, there's no way you're going to listen to any negativity. So I just encourage everyone to come out of the spiritual depression, because it really begins with you. It begins with you, because God is right there, and we just have to look at things in the spiritual realm and not the natural realm. Apostle Ajay right. and Apostle Thomas, I thank y'all so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
And until next Monday, y'all have a blessed week.
God bless.
Thank you for joining us today on The Power of Prayer. I pray that your souls was blessed on today. But most of all, I pray that you have received revelation regarding your prayer. If you are blessed by this ministry, please drop us a line at faithisthekey_prayer@yahoo.com. You can also mail your prayer request to P.O. Box 6723, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Don't forget to tune in every Monday at 5:30 p.m. You can also check out the website at www.patriciajwilliams.web.com. Remember, prayer is the key. Faith unlocks the door. Until next time, be blessed.